Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, this is Coop. Is this Chase?
Coop, what's up, man?
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm glad to be talking to everybody so much. It's we got a lot of good stuff going right now, so I'm great, man.
There are a lot of really good things going on. The last time I talked to you, the full album project wasn't just out yet. Now it is, of course, with tracks like The Night's Bedroom, If I Didn't Have You, plus you've got the new acoustic version of those songs out now. What made you want to do that? Because you release this album in like three different parts slowly for people to kind of digest, and then you go ahead and say, all right, if you like that, check out the acoustic versions of these songs. What made you want to take that extra step?
I mean, that's just how I started. And not all of them are all full acoustic. Some of them are got some beats in them. Some of them, it's just a different version. Some of them are literally just me and a piano in a room singing, right, you know, one take type of thing. That's how I started my music career, with just me and a guitar. And that's what I'm going back to on my next record. So there won't be an acoustic version of my next record because we're going to start each song with just me and a guitar. And then we're going to build the track from there and have the band play and do that. So it's going to sound like it should sound in the first place because we're starting from scratch. And that's not always the way it is. You know, you build demos and you do this while the track's being built while you're writing songs, and that's not going to be my next record. So on this record, the album, I wanted to take what we'd already built and strip it back down to how I kind of started.
There's a quote that I have for you, and it says, I'm not chasing anything. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm just being me. And I think that really does fit you. Would you say that kind of fits what your mood is for this next album and kind of what you were just saying there of like, you know what, I want to strip it all away. I just want to be me, period.
Yeah, and the greatest thing is, like I said, I'm going back to writing songs with just me and a guitar again. I'm not trying to build tracks. I'm not trying to hear all that. While I'm writing a song, I'm trying to focus on melodies and lyrics mostly because singing in the right key so I can do things the way I want to do them as far as singing goes. And that just simplifies it. And then you can complicate it by taking it in the studio. And then you'll realize some songs you don't need to complicate it, man. This is just good with just me and a guitar type of thing. So another key piece of that is I have Jay Joyce producing my next record, who is, to me, the greatest producer that we have in music. And he is just, he comes from the rock world, you know, Cage the Elephant, stuff like that back in the day. And then Eric Church's was his first real dive into country music back in 2006, I believe. And I've just always really respected what he did. And then that's another thing. I love Eric Church and what he does. So Jay's a perfect example of the guy that can help me go in there and not sound like Eric. Because if you go in there and try to, that's what I'm saying, you try to chase things, and you try to chase Garth Brooks, you try to chase George Strait or Eric Church or Chesney or whoever it is, and then you're not being true to yourself. So you have somebody in there who's worked with Eric, who's worked with other artists, Miranda, Brothers Osborne, Lainey Wilson, and you just take this guy that can come in and help me mold a record, which I've never had one producer do an entire record, and I want Jay to do that. We're going in first 4 days of August, and he didn't want to hear any demos. I spent a whole day just singing 20 songs into my cell phone, into my iPhone, into, you know, the voice notes, just me and a guitar, and that's what we're starting with.
So from a fan perspective, Can you explain what a producer's job actually is? Because I think there's a lot behind that. A lot of people hear, oh, you know, this person produced this, they produced that. And in the TV and movie world, it essentially just means they're a money person, but it's different in music. So can you walk through what kind of the job is of the producer and what the partnership is between you and Jay as you're putting together this new music?
Yeah, the simple answer is they get together with the band, or the new version of that is get together behind a computer screen and they can play drums on a keyboard or play, you know, fake instruments through the computer. But Jay is an old school guy. He wants the band together, so he has them all play the song the way he thinks it's supposed to be played, has me singing it, and then takes it back and kind of molds it into what it's going to sound like. That's the simple answer, but there's a lot more that goes into that, especially with me and Jay working together. We're going to pick the songs together. He's going to help tell me, we got these five songs now, what the next song needs to be. We need a rocker. We need something. We need a ballad. We need, with him, it's going to be much different than anything I've ever done. So it's going to be much more involved. He's going to be much more involved as opposed to me producing the records like I have in the past with a track guy or with another producer. It's going to be me and Jay just doing it, figuring out what we need, figuring out what we have, and going in. And there's no rules on this one. Jay can take songs and make them pretty incredible and pretty different. Jay's been known to take songs that sound standard and could be a smash on the radio and take it out of that land because it makes it better.
Wow.
And that's what I'm willing to do because I respect Jay and think he's that awesome.
I can't wait to hear it, man. We got to talk about, of course, the single Drinking Beer Talking God Amen, which I just read. I want to say yesterday it's one of the top streamed country songs, period. Like one of the top three streamed country songs. Talk to me about this song, the idea behind it, and did you expect it to do? I mean, you always think the song's good, right? But did you expect it to do this well, this fast?
When I first wrote it, I knew it was a big song.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how it was going to become a big song. I knew if I did it myself, it was a hit. But I wanted it to be special. I wanted it to be something different that I've ever done before. And when Brian and Tyler and I talked about doing it together, that just naturally happened. There was nothing forced. There was no time where it was like, all right, we got to get in this day. No, let's not rush this thing.
Right.
I had Lonely If You Are climbing the charts. They had whatever song their single was climbing the charts. So we were in no rush. And then we got it right first. We got in the studio and, like you said, with the producers, and we got the song sounding the way it needed to sound. And then we took it to the labels and said, all right, this is what we got. We think it's really special. And that's really what took it to a whole nother level. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be, if I had put this song out by myself, it would have been a hit. I really believe that. The song speaks for itself. But having them on it makes it a more special moment to me.
We're going to be celebrating number one soon, man. And speaking of celebrating, you got to talk to me about the Beer Olympics that I saw on your Instagram, because the post you put up said you came in second at the Beer Olympics. Can you explain what that is and what kind of stuff you and your buddies did?
Yeah, that was a quarantine thing. I started hanging out with some Canadian hockey buddies that we all just became real, real close friends. Some military families that live here in Nashville we just gelled. We were good group of people that brought the best out in each other, or the worst.
Right.
And I've noticed one thing with Canadians, man. They love organized parties. Like, it's not just, hey, everybody come over, let's have fun. No, it's Beer Olympics. It's Top Gun themed volleyball tournament. It's there's seven bars in my house that didn't exist before.
Right.
One of my buddies has a tiki bar in his backyard that didn't exist before. So this was a quarantine thing that we did last year. It was the first annual. And Team Nickelback ended up edging out Team Kid Rock, which I was on, which I single-handedly had the lead going into the last slip and slide for the flip cup for the win.
Oh, man.
And I lost it this year. I completely screwed it up. And this year, I had a big lead. I had a bigger lead going into the last slip and slide. I'm singing We Are the Champions as I'm sliding down. All of a sudden, I get to the end of the slide, and Ryan, my buddy, just flies by me
and
flips it in one try as I'm sitting there. You know, that guy that celebrates before he gets to the end zone.
Brutal.
So I completely screwed it up for my team again this year, and I have no excuses.
The silver, man. Everyone will be happy with the silver, but you want that gold, right, no matter what?
Yeah, no, I've given up on gold. I don't think I've ever won gold in my life anymore. I've accepted the fact that second is where I belong, you know. And the good part about that is it's not completely true. Like you said, we're going to have a number one song here soon. So
absolutely.
As long as it's that stuff that I'm getting second at in, I'm good to go. I can take it. It humbles me. It puts me in my place. But with this song we got, it's going to go.
Let's talk about live music, performing shows again, man, because I've seen you're already, you know, officially back out on the road and these tours are opening up and whatnot. And I was just telling Matthew, I had a show this past weekend that I was at for the first time. And it was amazing to watch the artists who would get up on the stage and they'd take out their monitors. They take out their inner ears because they want to hear the crowd. Talk to me about you getting back and what that feeling is now that we're back to this full live music thing and kind of what it means to you.
Yeah, it's been real inconsistent because each crowd has been, you know, it's going to take some time to get back into the swing of things for all of us. But it's been awesome. You know, Grand Rapids, I'm sitting up there on stage. As soon as I walked on, that was my first show, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was my first show where I was like, okay, this is what it once was like. And that was a good feeling, man. I mean, yeah, I told Lee, my monitor guy, I didn't take my ears out, which I did sometimes, but I'm a big fan of him turning. We have you know, front of house
sure.
microphones so you
yep.
can hear the crowd. I said, turn them up, man. I got to hear this. And yeah, it's same thing for Fort Loramie in Ohio the next night. Just a wave of 30,000 plus people. It's something that you start losing hope towards the end of last year because
yeah.
in the beginning of last year, it's like, we'll be back in no time.
Yep.
And that changes pretty quick to, man, I don't know if this is ever going to get back to normal. Thank God it is. This thing is over. If you don't think so, move on.
Yep.
It's over. We're going back to normal life, and if you don't want to do that, stay home. We're partying, and country music's back. Music's back. Live events are back, and couldn't be happier.
Amen to that. Are you bringing Jack on the road with you?
Oh, yeah. Jack's a road dog. Yeah, he's got a little crate on the bus. We are we're good to go on that front. He's comfortable. He loves the bus. His first 4 days that I owned him, he was on the bus, actually.
Wow.
So we're working on getting him dialed in for side stage, you know, not being scared of the sound. You don't want to get him in.
Absolutely, of course.
He's done real well with it, man. He's a road dog.
Are you guys stopping a lot for him? Because I remember the last time we talked to you, I just got him, and he was chewing up everything. Is he tearing up the tour bus or no?
No, he's become so good. I have tons of toys for him. I have toys everywhere. I don't know how he differentiates. Maybe just the one time I said no when he, you know, had a shoe or a boot or whatever it was. Man, he knows his toys and he sticks with them. It's pretty incredible. I would say he's the best dog I've ever had. He's the only dog I've ever had.
Right.
So he is the best dog I've ever had. But he's incredibly smart. His dad is an American field champion. His mom's a master hunter. So he's got some really good genes in there. He's got a good brain on him. And he listens well.
I dig it. If I take a scroll through your social media, I see you hanging with Jake Owen. You're hanging out with Tom Brady, with Gronk. You got all these famous friends. Who would you say is the most famous person in your phone contacts that you feel like you could legitimately call up right now and say, hey, let's get together and have a beer or something like that?
Get together and have a beer?
Yeah.
That would be I'm not sure about that part. But I did get a call from Garth Brooks a couple weeks ago about a show in Nashville. So that's a pretty big one. I don't know if he'd get up and have a beer with me. That'd be cool if he did. But, I did. I've hit him up a few times about his Nashville show that I couldn't end up. We were going to do together.
Yeah.
I'm not end up doing it now because I have my own show going on. And but yeah, we've texted about that. I've just said good luck, buddy. Kill it. I look at Lee Bryce right here. He's one of my good buddies. He's a neighbor actually. I'm scrolling through. Luke Bryan's a guy I just texted. Jake's and the guy I just texted. I'm just looking through my phone right now. It's I've been blessed, man. I've lived a really Cody Johnson. I was texting him about his songs. What's the song? God Bless the Boy.
Yes, great song.
Unbelievable song.
Yep.
So I've got a lot of cool people that I get to hang with, and that's what you realize when you do it. I mean, meeting Tom, meeting Gronk, all those guys. They're good dudes. And if you meet somebody who's famous and they're not, you know. Forget them.
Move on, right?
Don't waste your time on people who aren't good people, and that's the most important thing.
Amen to that. We're talking with Chase Rice. The single is Drinking Beer, Talking God. Amen. Going to celebrate number one, and we're going to see you live real soon, man. Cannot wait. Chase, thank you so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Coop, great talking to you, man, and I look forward to talking to you more. We got a lot of good stuff coming.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.